Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I will tell you that I have become a very, very, very big fan of the Bowmans. The Bowmans are making, in my opinion, the best bourbon that I have ever had. And I have grown to love their bourbon. I really have. It's so delightful. Now, I know it sounds terrible. Jeff, well, it is. Don't mix it with anything. Don't even whisper anything next to it. Just simply pour some into a glass and enjoy it. And I am telling you, as a father, it's a perfect gift for Father's Day. It really is. Now, Brian Pruitt is the master distiller. He has, like, the job so many of us want. Brian, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, Jeff. It's a pleasure.
It's a thrill to have you here. First of all, because I'm exploring all my options, how do I become a master distiller, and how much bourbon am I going to need to taste to get the designation?
Well, you know, it takes an awful lot of bourbon tasting to get there. It's a dedication and a lot of time and effort, and I know it's rough. Somebody's got to do it.
Yes.
So I went ahead and threw my hand out there and did it. But no, all joking aside, I actually started in the degree of food science, got into the brewing industry a long time ago, and then I was able to weasel my way into the distilled spirits industry. Been doing this for a little over 20 years.
Wow. Wow. I just have to imagine that it is, most of the time, a pretty enjoyable thing. Are there ever any moments where somebody brings you something that says, hey, boss, check this out, and you think, really? Kool-Aid? No, not a good option here.
Absolutely. You get those all the time. You get people coming in, hey, try this or do that, and you know, you hopefully give them a good idea of, like, hey, let's try and keep it this way or that way, and let's try and make the best products that we possibly can. And it's always interesting and fun, and I mean, I always appreciate it when my guys bring me ideas, because, you know, that's what we're all about here.
Right, right.
We're all about, we have a motto. It's called Pioneering Spirit, and it's all about pushing the limits of what we can do with bourbon and right. or whiskey or any other spirit that we make.
Well, now, okay, so hang on a second. Let's explain all of this. Number one, does whiskey have an E or doesn't it?
Well, if you're in the U.S.,
yes.
Typically you're going to have the E, and if you're Irish or Scotch, then you drop the E, and it's just the Y. So both are correct. So, you know, it just kind of depends on the way that you refer to it. I personally write it with an E, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that it's the right way or the correct way. I've been known to be wrong many times. So,
well, you know. Brian, I think the other thing is it depends entirely on how much of the substance you've tasted that day, whether you decide it should or should not have an E, and do you put the E in the... there have been occasions, frankly, I put the E after the Y. Why? Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Right, you know what I mean?
I think that's a great reason of why. They just got lazy, and they just said, you know what, we're just drop the E.
Exactly.
We're just going to keep the Y. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, tell me about the Bowman Distillery. Who were the Bowmans, the Bowman Brothers, and what really, when we're defining bourbon, what is bourbon as opposed to, I don't know, whiskey?
Well, first off, let's start from the top there. A. Smith Bowman Distillery, we're the oldest distillery in Virginia. We've been around since 1934,
mm-hmm.
And it was founded by Abram Bowman. But his family actually had a long history of pioneers in the state of Virginia in the East, and during the Revolutionary War, they were all members of the different battalions, the 8th Virginia Regiment, and they were all lieutenants and all the way up to colonels during the Revolutionary War. So they were all, you know, very big figures in terms of our history.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., and so those are all of our products are all named after their family and as a, you know, kind of honoring their legacy and what they did.
Okay.
So that's where we get our name. But yeah, the Abram Smith Bowman, he decided in 1934 when Prohibition ended, he had been in the industry before. He wanted to have his own distillery, so he started up. He did complete grain to glass, and he wanted to make. And he's actually quoted in the annuals of Congress, I think, in the 30s. And he said, all I want to do is I want to make the best liquor possible. And that's what we hold to that to this day. I mean, that's our ultimate goal, is to make the best liquor possible.
Wow.
Now, going to your second question.
Yes.
What makes bourbon? Well, bourbon, you know, a lot of people, we get a lot of people in here, they say, wait, hold on. I thought bourbon had to be made in Kentucky. And absolutely not. Bourbon is a product of the U.S. Bourbon is a product that can be made in any state in the Union. It just has to be at least 51% corn. It has to be distilled at less than 160 proof. It has to be aged in a brand new charred oak barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you see certain things like straight bourbon on there, you will see that it has, basically that means that it has to be aged for at least 2 years. And if it's under 4 years, you have to put the age on the bottle, and you can't add anything to it. So you can't add color, you can't add flavor, things like that, and still be called bourbon. So that means all bourbon is whiskey, but all whiskey is bourbon.
Well, I had something, again, from A. Bowman Distillery that was, it was this perfect caramel color. I mean, it was a thing of beauty. And there was a certain sweetness to it that I had never experienced with bourbon before, and I thought perhaps you had added some sort of sugar, some sort of honey. It wasn't overwhelming. It was just a little bit on the end, and I thought, oh my God, this is amazing.
All from the barrel. So, well, a good 40% of the flavor comes from the actual mash bill. The rest of it is coming from that barrel, about 60% of it. And all those sugary, sweet characteristics, the vanilla, honey, and kind of like a, you know, caramel type of notes, that comes from the barrel. And that's from just, you know, a decade of sitting in a barrel in our warehouses here in Fredericksburg.
Now, Brian, if I actually came to the warehouse in Fredericksburg, and I don't know, at least in theory, I brought my own corn, I sat in the barrel for a year, would I develop the same sort of sweet, nutty, caramel coloring and flavor?
Well, you know, you have to start with the right recipe first.
Yes.
You know, and we have our recipe, but we also have been using a proprietary yeast.
Oh.
And we've been using the same yeast. We're on this strain that we're on right now. We've been using since the 80s.
Oh my gosh.
But we have the original strain that we started with in the 30s. And that's really one of the key to the flavors. And if you got the distillation right, and you got the mash right, and you had the yeast right, then your barrel is going to be pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the great part about a single barrel, and especially like the John Jay, which is a single barrel.
Yes.
Every barrel is unique. It has its own character. So they're all going to be different because the tree all grew in a different spot or a different spot on the hill, or it was a little bit older or younger. So they're all completely different.
Wow. Well, listen, I love what you do. And I mentioned at the beginning of this that I think the product itself is perfect for Father's Day. But you've got events, you've got tours. Give everybody some insight here on what's going on at A. Smith Bowman Distillery.
Oh, absolutely. So every day of the week, right, especially during the summer, we're open every single day. Tours every hour on the hour, free, with a tasting at the end.
Wow.
But this Saturday is our annual Father's Day event. It's our 8th annual Father's Day event. It's free for everyone to come out. We're going to do tours every half an hour.
Wow.
We have vendors. We have food trucks. We've got live music. We're hoping to have a little demonstration of our barrel regatta, but I think the rain has kind of made for quite a mess down in the lake, and we don't know if we're going to be able to hold it or not, but we at least will have some barrels out there. And for those who have never seen it, it's basically we take a barrel and turn it into a boat and race it across the lake out front of the distillery and back, in hopes that you can, you know, stay on your barrel and keep dry, but usually doesn't happen. So it's a wonderful event. All ages are welcome, and you know, it's just a fun way to spend some time with Dad. You know, doing stuff that dads like to do: having a little bourbon, have a cigar, maybe get a drink, sit down, listen to some music, play some lawn games, and just have a general good day.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm not going to come this year if the barrel race is not there. But I'm telling you what, Brian, I want you to put me down because next year I want to do it and I want to be standing up like George Washington in the barrel pointing at the other side of the lake. Would that work for you?
That's great. We have a safety crew on hand. So
oh, thank
if you
goodness.
Fall in, we can make sure we can pull you out.
Yeah. Yeah. If I fall in. Yeah, that's very kind of you. I mean, I know I'm falling in. So listen, I want folks to check this out. Is the best way just to go to the ABC store and look for it?
At Bessie, yeah, absolutely. We're in most ABC stores, and okay. Of course, if you're coming up 95,
yeah.
Stop in and see us.
I love it. I love it. Well, Brian, thank you so much for being here. And again, I have shared with people. I have really grown to love the products that the Bowman Distillery puts out. It's great stuff. And so, you know, we always talk about Mother's Day, and there's, you know, what's funny? Do we not always hear 1,000 commercials about Mother's Day? You've got to get her chocolate. You've got to get her flowers. You've got to get her jewelry. You've got to get her this. What have you heard about Father's Day? Oh, no kidding. Is that this Sunday? Well, here's an easy one. Little Bowman from the ABC store is good. So just thought I'd mention it. That's all. Just mentioned in passing. Now, I do want to talk more. I've got some great email insight here I'm going to share with you in a second. What do we do with Ask the Governor now that the governor has made clear he's not really interested in being asked? Now, I thought, why not find some of our favorite older governors, right? Get them on the air. Get some other folks. Maybe I have to come in and play the part of the governor. But it's an insult to the tradition and history of News Radio WRVA, and good Lord, it is an insult to the people of Central Virginia. It's just shameful. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.